lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Hi! Thank you for that brief musical interlude. You're late.
Oh, sorry, Jack.
Heavy traffic.
Heavy traffic? Easy, your van never left the alley. The
traffic was inside my van.
Inside?
Yeah, through this huge party. People kept dropping in all night long.
Wait, a party? Easy, how many people can you fit inside your little van?
I don't know. It's hard to count them when they're dancing.
Well, if you would, just get started on the hollandaise sauce. If you do that for me, thank you very much.
Your sprinkler system's all installed.
Oh, and it's in working order?
Should be.
Should be?
Well, it's like a parachute. You never know if it'll work until you use it.
You mean like the check I'm going to send you?
Jack! I'm running a little late. I just wanted to say goodbye.
Wait. That's no way to say goodbye.
This is. Goodbye, Betty.
Stop that! Why can't you two do this sort of thing behind closed doors?
Oh, we do.
Mr. Bradford, what are you doing here?
Still trying to show you how to run a business. You call me a meddling old fool.
You wouldn't mind?
What have you got in the bag?
Well, I noticed that Jack serves only French wine, and I thought he might like to vary his selection.
Well, that's okay. California has some very fine wines.
Or New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Are you familiar with Chateau Kiwi?
Chateau Kiwi.
I thought it would make an inexpensive house wine. I drink it myself.
You don't own a piece of the company, do you?
That's just a coincidence. It's an excellent little wine.
Oh, God.
Just unscrew it and let it breathe.
Chateau Kiwi?
Well, I admit it's a little sharp at first, but it's well aged. Which reminds me, your mother called.
Mom called from Portugal?
No. She's in Los Angeles, unfortunately.
Really?
She's staying at the Brentwood Crest Hotel. She wants you to give her a call.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to her. Did she bring her, friend from Portugal with her?
Armando? No, I don't think so. It's the middle of the sardine season.
Dad, he owns a cannery.
He still smells of fish.
Hello? Vicky! Oh, how are you, baby? When can I see you?
Well, I've got a flight to San Francisco, but I'll be back tonight. We could stop by your hotel about 9.
We?
Didn't you tell Mom about Jack and me? What? Oh, I was talking to Dad. Would you like to say hello?
I never want to speak to that broken-down old goat again.
She sends her love.
Sarcastic cow.
He sends his love, too. Listen, Mom. Something wonderful's happened in my life.
And I want to hear all about it, but my bath's running and I've got to go. I'll see you at 9. Bye.
Dad. How come you didn't tell Mom about Jack and me?
Well, what was I supposed to say? Hello, Claudia. I've allowed your daughter to share her bed with Chef Boyardee. How are things with you?
I heard that.
Oh, how will I ever be able to live with myself?
Listen, Jack, guess what?
What?
My mother's in town.
Your mother?
Yes, and I can't wait for you to meet her.
Neither can I.
Okay, now here's the address of her hotel.
Wait a minute. Aren't we going together?
I'll be coming straight from the airport. Do you think you could meet us there about 9?
Well, I guess Easy can manage for an hour or so.
About Vicky's mother, Jack, I'd be careful. She has a terrible temper.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Last time we met, she cracked me over the nose with her cigarette case.
Cigarette case?
In her hands, it's a lethal weapon.
She's just trying to scare you.
It's working.
I gotta run. I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
Well, since you've opened the Chateau Kiwi, shall we try it?
Yeah, don't you want to smell the cap first?
Just pour it, huh?
Okay. Sort of a surprise, isn't it? Vicky's mother just showing up out of nowhere?
Well, she has a habit of popping up when you least expect her, like a pimple. What do you think?
I don't think people will really want to order this, Mr. Bradford.
Listen, Jack, I'm going to run out to... Whoa! Chateau Kiwi!
You've heard of it?
Yeah. When I was surfing down in New Zealand, everybody used to buy this.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing better for stripping the wax off your surfboard.
Yes. When I registered at your hotel this morning, somebody parked my car, a brand new convertible. Now it has a dent in it, and I would like to speak to whomever is responsible. He's on his way up. Never mind, he's at the door.
Mrs. Bradford?
Come in.
Well, thank you.
So, what do you have to say for yourself?
Huh?
You just couldn't wait to get your hands on my baby, could you? Didn't you think I'd notice the dent you put in her?
Dent?
Oh, now don't play dumb with me. If you don't know how to park cars, you shouldn't be doing it for a living.
Well, I don't park cars.
You don't? Then why are you here?
I'm Jack Tripper.
So?
I live with your daughter. You know, you ought to give those up. They're bad for your health.
So is living with my daughter. Hello? Vicky, where are you? Fogged in? Yes, he's standing right next to me. What do I think of him? He's a very brave young man. Oh, all right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Look, Mrs. Bradford.
So? Living together? Whatever happened to marriage?
Nothing. No, I'm all for it. I want to get married. Vicky's the one who doesn't want to.
Vicky, why not?
Because, do you mind? Let's let this doze. Sleep. See, Mrs. Bradford, the problem is your divorce.
My divorce?
Not just yours, Mr. Bradford's too.
Well, what about it?
Well, see, according to Vicky, your marriage was
Was what?
A real mess.
That's why Vicky won't marry you? Oh, poor baby, she always had such an active imagination, forever blowing things out of proportion.
Yeah, but she said...
Oh, we had our little differences, all married people do.
But you got divorced.
Well, that was one of our little differences. Actually, in my own way, I'm rather fond of James.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Does he have any idea how you feel about him?
Oh, I'd love to tell him exactly how I feel.
Well.
But let's get back to you and my daughter.
Oh, Vicky. Yes. Well, I can certainly see where she gets her good looks.
Oh?
Yeah, you sure don't look like a pimple to me.
What?
I meant dimple. You know, you got a dimple just like Vicky right here. Actually, she's also got one on her, but that's neither here nor there. Do you have a glass of water? My lip sort of got stuck to my teeth just a minute.
Jack.
Vicky?
Oh, you're awake.
Yeah.
So come on, tell me. How did you get along with my mother?
Your mother? She's terrific. I even invited her to dinner tomorrow night.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. You really like her, huh?
Oh, you bet.
She wants us to get married.
I hope the two of you will be very happy together.
Vicky, that's...
So, you found out that Mother can be a real charmer, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, I can't picture her and your father fighting all the time.
Oh, well, they weren't fighting all the time. They used to take one-minute breaks between rounds.
Well, that's a good thing. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
Although there were times when I thought they actually cared for one another.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I remember one anniversary, they drank imported pink champagne and danced all night. They kept playing this one song over and over. I still remember the title. I Wish You Love. Oh, well.
Vicky, if your parents had gotten back together, would you feel differently about marriage?
Jack, stop dreaming and go back to sleep.
But no, I mean it. Did anyone ever try to get them back together?
Henry Kissinger couldn't get them back together.
Henry Kissinger doesn't know how to cook.
What?
Nothing.
Jack, where do you taste my Madeira sauce? It is totally awesome.
I'm in awe and then some. Easy, it's great. And listen, I really want to thank you for coming on your day off and helping me out.
Well, listen, instead of using any old port wine, I found a great... This is my day off.
And I really appreciate this. Listen, this really means a great deal to me. See, if I can get Vicky's folks back together, then maybe, just maybe, she'll change her mind about marrying me. So, see how important this dinner is?
I can't believe this is my day off.
I knew you'd understand. Mrs. Bradford, welcome to Jack's Bistro.
Oh, thank you. How charming. Nice. Is it always this crowded?
We're closed Mondays, except for very special guests.
Why, thank you.
Great.
Mom!
Oh, Vicky. Vicky. Oh. You look so good.
Well, so do you. You haven't changed one bit since I last saw you.
Oh, don't say that. I just spent a fortune on this face.
May I steal your stole?
Thank you.
Here, kitty.
I'll put it over.
So, Victoria...
Uh-oh, you're gonna get serious.
Before you decided to live with someone, don't you think you could have called your mother for advice?
Mom, look,
We'll talk about it later. Is there someplace I can check my face?
Oh, sure, right in there.
Oh, thank you. I'll be just a second.
Oh, boy, I hope I look that good when I'm her age.
I hope you do, too. Don't you do? You do, you will, you are. I am.
Hey, how come you said four places?
Well, I wanted to save that as a surprise.
What surprise?
Well...
Good evening!
That surprise!
James!
Get out of here!
Surprise!
You didn't tell me she was going to be here!
Well, I thought that since Claudia was in town... May I call you Claudia?
No.
Since Mrs. Bradford was in town, I thought, you know, why not get the whole family together for a reunion? I mean, what could be nicer?
A root canal.
Well, listen, why don't we all sit down and I'll get things started.
What did you have in mind? World War III?
No. She's got a great sense of world war. Excuse me.
Now, Jack.
Oh, sit down, James. That is, if you can still bend at the knees.
Oh, Jack, you are so naive.
Naive?
I know what you're trying to do, and it's not going to work.
Now, Vicky, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Oh, God, I'm living with a fortune cookie.
Hey, don't put down fortune cookies, man. I got one last week. It said, disaster will come to you from an unexpected source, and it came true.
Oh, come on.
I'm working on my day off, aren't I?
Here we are. Excuse me, Mr. Bradford, is that a new suit you have on?
Yes.
Well, I've got to tell you, I think you look real handsome in it. Don't you think so, Mrs. Bradford?
Oh, yes. New suit, new tie, new teeth.
Did you change your perfume?
You noticed.
How could I miss it? The subtle scent of sardine.
Excuse me. All right, now count your bubbles, folks. Everyone gets an equal share. You know, I've been saving this bottle of imported pink champagne to celebrate a very special occasion, a toast. To James and Claudia, back together again. Good, isn't it? How about some dinner now? All right, I bet you're hungry. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Excuse me.
Vicky.
Oh, this evening's turning into a disaster.
Just like my fortune cookie said.
Easy, easy.
I'm cool.
Vicky, be patient, all right? Your folks are a little uptight. Sure, that's to be expected. But once they have a little dinner in them and they start to relax, it's going to be smooth sailing.
Like on the Titanic?
May I have some water, please?
Certainly.
Thank you.
We just hit the iceberg.
What?
Nothing. More ice, Mr. Berg? Mr. Bradford? Mr. Bradford?
No, thank you. All good things must come to an end.
No, wait, please. You can't leave just yet.
Why not?
Because you and...
Because you haven't had dessert yet.
Right, dessert. I'll go get it. I'll be right back.
If you don't mind, I'll skip dessert.
No, you won't.
What?
You're going to stay here and be nice.
Oh, don't ask the impossible of your father.
Claudia, clam up.
Now stop it, you two. Jack went to a lot of trouble on his day off just to make this dinner. The least you can do is be nice to each other for a little while longer.
Really, Victoria?
I mean it, or I'll never speak to either one of you again.
You know, I've been thinking if you'd really rather call it a night.
What? When the evening's so young?
I was just starting to have fun.
Really? Naive, huh?
Jack, I must compliment you on this dinner. The veal Madeira was wonderful.
Thank you.
Almost as good as the veal you used to make, dear.
Well, when you have the right person to cook for, you get inspired, sweetheart.
How about some music?
Oh, what fun. How long do we have to keep this up?
James, isn't that I Wish You Love?
Nothing like a moldy oldie.
Listen, if you guys would like to dance, please don't let us stop
you. Dance?
We'd love to.
And you thought they wouldn't get along.
I hope Victoria's satisfied with the charade.
Just look at it as part of being a parent.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we danced like this, Claudia.
Well, you certainly haven't lost your touch.
Thank you.
That's one thing about you, James. You were always able to make me happy.
Really?
On the dance floor.
You're not going to get a rise out of me, Claudia.
What else is new?
Look at that. See, I knew it was gonna work out. I'll go get dessert.
You can let up now. He's in the kitchen.
Please, Glory, they're playing our song.
I didn't think you'd remember.
I'm sorry, we're closed.
I'm looking for Senora Bradford.
What?
Ah, Claudia.
What are you doing here?
It's Armando.
The hotel said you would be here. I could not stand to be apart from you, so I flew to your side.
Claudia!
No, Daddy, come on, you're all, sir.
They're playing our song.
Your song? You gave him our song? What else did you give him that was ours?
Don't answer that.
Don't talk to her that way.
You be quiet.
You cannot talk to me that way.
Would you like to step outside?
With pleasure.
I thought he would never leave.
Oh, James. Armando, I'll see you back at the hotel, all right? Now, that's a good boy. James Bradford, never in all my life have I met such an insufferable, boorish man.
Then why do you go out with him?
What?
Now, stop it, you two.
How are we doing out here? Is this a party or what? If you think you're happy now, wait till you taste this. Come on! Come here, you gotta see this. This is my special Crepe Suzette. And you know what the secret is? To put in lots and lots of brandy. Now, I think that this is the perfect ending to a perfect evening.
Oh, 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 oh.
Was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
Jack gets a pie in the sky promise for a free luxury apartment. Three's Company, next on Deja Vu.